Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This particular man here with his company, I mean, he's intentionally injecting this CFI chip or NFI chip, which stands for a near field communication. So you're near something, you know, like 4 inches away, and it communicates information.
It has to be pretty similar to what we already have in our cell phones. I mean,
it's exactly what we have in cell phones, like Apple Pay, Google Pay, Saints Pay.
I mean, except this is going in your body.
Yeah, I mean, your phone's in your hand.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that God talks about his word, the revelation of Christ in the end times where he's coming. He talks very specifically about a unique identification number. And by the way, computers are nothing but numbers. They're nothing but numbers. You're seeing already. This is the guy that they're talking about injecting in his hand. But computers are nothing but basically two numbers. This is 0 and a 1, and there's just more O's, less 1's, and it's just this long, long-lasting numbers. Yeah. And what computers do, based on what Bill Gates and his explanation was, not Bill Gates, but Jobs, Steve Jobs, in the early days when he was trying to explain to people what computers does, he says, you know, you could ask somebody to go to the library and pick up a book, paraphrasing, and he goes to the library and picks the book up and comes back. And then you can ask someone else to go pick up a book at the library and come back. And it's just, you got all that travel time and all this. But what if you had 10,000 people waiting for you that you could send to the library to get books? You know, computers are not, what they're doing is doing what you normally do, but it can do it 1,000 times faster. Mm. So it's not like creating some magical thing. It's going to the store and getting the book. But it has the ability to do that 10,000 times in a second. So it takes and it speeds things up. And so now, I mean, think about it. You can go to a store and take your phone and just point it at something. And it'll tell you the history behind it. It'll tell you where you can get it. It can tell you get it on Amazon.com or a better price somewhere else. Well, this guy right here, you got to see this guy.
Because it has everything has a barcode now.
So well, this still has Well, not just a barcode, but it has a identifying NFC chip in them. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, barcodes too. But even now you can even take a picture of stuff and it will actually find it based on the picture that you sent or give you some suggestions. But this whole thing is that it's ultimately about control, you know, that whoever controls every piece of freedom that you give up control in your life. I mean, if you say, okay, you know, I want to be secure, so put a whole bunch of people that's going to search me, pat me down, including my five-year-old girl, on the way to the aircraft. So you give up. They actually can tell you you can't get on the flight. No, but prior to that, you could get on the flight. But we wanted to give that freedom up out of fear. And so now they have the authority to decide whether you're going to get on that flight or not based on what they find or think they find or think they know about you. And so every piece of privacy that we give up. Now, if you give up your entire body, and Nehemiah talks about that. And if you haven't yet gotten the series, we have this available for you. You just, you know, become a partner. Go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corners, click on partner. And we have a series there for you called the Rebuilding the Walls of Nehemiah, the Heart of Nehemiah, Rebuilding the Walls of the Church. That every part, he said, every part of their body was controlled by the enemy. Well, if you're letting them begin to eject. And so what he did now, instead of pulling money out of your wallet or credit card out of your wallet or even Apple Pay, he didn't pull anything out. And so he's studying this and he wants to do it. And Scandinavian Airlines actually was working with him. So I want you to see this. I want you to hear this and realize this is the first time this has ever happened. Not the chip, but the fact that it was used to make the transaction from his hand with a business called Scandinavian Airlines. And they all work together and they're thinking like, because you know the fear factor is, well, how do we stop all these people that are coming over our borders? Why don't we just give them a chip? But if you put a chip in them today, they'll put a chip in you tomorrow.
That's right.
At some point, what happens is you got to look up and trust God. You can't try to control everything. You got to give up the control to God and say, listen, I'd rather die free than to be a slave on my knees. And that's what they were saying, our founding fathers of this country. They were just determined, I'd rather die as a free man than to be under that kind of control of a tyrannical king. But take a look. I want you to take a look at this and listen carefully because of his accent. It may be difficult, but this is the first time this ever happened where the chip was injected. Reportedly, chip was injected in his hand. And you'll even see that happen towards the end. They'll show it. It's pretty graphic, so parental guide suggested with that. Hmm. But watch how he walks up. No ID, no wallet, no nothing. And his hand is what gets him on the plane. Let's take a look.
Hi, Andreas here. I am always on the lookout for new innovation together with our customers. A few weeks ago, I had an NFC chip injected into my hand just beneath the skin. While I'm certainly not the first person to have an NFC implant, in this video, I am probably the first person to pass through an airport, through security, through lounge registration, through the gate to the aircraft to board a flight with only the NFC chip. So I had no boarding pass physical with me during this trip. I am also sharing a conversation I had with Massimo Pascotto, who works with innovation at Scandinavian Airlines, about this experiment. At the end of the video, I am also sharing some footage from the actual procedure of the implant. And for that part of the video, I would say that some viewer discretion is actually advised. So enjoy.
My name is Massimo Pascotto, working here at SAS within innovation in digital, and I'm here today with
Andreas Sjöström, and I'm head of digital at Society.
Awesome. So where are we now, Andreas, and why are we here on
Sunday
morning?
Sunday morning, up early, and I'm off to Paris. We are meeting at the nice SAS lounge here at Terminal 5, and today we're making a pretty interesting experience on how to pass through the airport as quickly as possible.
Fantastic. And you know, speaking of which, I remember, you know, we started introducing boarding pass through the usage of kiosk years ago, which was innovative. You don't need to go to a desk and get a boarding pass. And then we started discussing about unprinted boarding pass. So you have a printer home and you can print the boarding pass. Mm. A few years ago, we were actually the pioneers in using NFC technology, near fields communication.
You mean the sticker that you put on the back of your phone, and you can use that as a boarding pass.
Yeah. And it was pretty awesome experience because you didn't have to to do pretty much anything. You just beam at the phone on top of the reader, and you were just going through security. But today we went on an extra step, an extra mile, right?
Yeah, exactly. So a few weeks ago, I had an NFC implant, so I actually had injected an implant, a small chip in my hand, and we put my Eurobonus number into the chip, and today when I passed through security and the lounge registration, I just waved my hand over the reader and I could pass through. So no more boarding pass, no more picking up the phone, just passing
through. You don't need to care about batteries, right,
or whatever. Exactly.
So how deep is the implant?
I mean, it's just beneath the skin, so you can actually feel it if you touch it. Yeah.
Okay. What's your expectation? Are we expecting passengers to come to us now and to say, can you please write your Eurobonus number into...
I don't think so.
Maybe.
I think that it's interesting to experiment and see where things are going. Obviously, there are some interesting trends in the market with sensors and app phones, with counting steps you take and your pulse, etc. And I think this is a step of experimentation. In the future, we may have things that you can put on top of the skin instead of going into. But just to find out what are the scenarios and how does it work is really key, I think.
I think here is the point, is the, like, you don't need anything to be identified, to be recognized, to go through a touch point, whether it's a security or a lounge or a gate, right? So that's, I think, that's the breakthrough, really, that you don't need to care about a boarding pass or to carrying a device or to have batteries or whatever.
Exactly. And from an implant perspective, I mean, We are really used to, I think, already accepting the idea of an implant with a pacemaker, course, and then with the sensors now, digital electronic sensors becoming smaller and smaller, and it becomes more, common that you track your fitness, your health, how you move around with sensors in the app phone or whatever. I think in the future, I think it's going to be more common to actually put electronics and digital things
as part of your body,
part of your body. And in innovation, you are in innovation in SAS, and I'm innovation in Society. I think a key part in innovation is actually to be part of the experimentation.
Interesting, very very interesting. And now, just quickly, how was the experience of actually, we didn't want to stay on purpose to the security guys in the lounge just to test their reactions to this, but how did you feel yourself as a passengers, and them, the reaction to them of you passengers by beaming?
Well, first it was a surprise, asking how did you do that, because I obviously just waved my hand over the reader, and I showed the security officer my implant, and she touched it here. Okay, so you have an implant, and and then she asked me, "Do you think it's worth it?"
And what was your answer?
Well, I'm experimenting, so it's really worth it, of course.
That's good. Yeah. But thank you, Andreas. It was really interesting, and now we will be boarding. You will be actually the very first passenger, probably ever, boarding a plane with an implant, right?
Yes. Today. So it's going to be a flight to Paris, and we're boarding. No paper printed boarding pass. Fantastic. And no app or stickers inside of the hand.
Fantastic. Yeah? Good luck.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so to go through the procedure itself, you first need an installation kit. I used a kit from a company called DangerousThings.com. And if you want, you can go and check out a TED talk given by the founder of Dangerous Things, Amal Grafstra, in which he explains why he founded the company and what it's about. Inside of this sterilized bag, you will find a syringe. And in the syringe, I have one open here, in the syringe, which is sterilized, of course, the NFC chip is inside of this tube, and you inject it, implant it by going under the skin and pushing in the chip in under the skin. What I did before I had my implant was that I put some topical Embla cream, which takes off some of the pain. In fact, all of it, I didn't feel any pain. And I had that for an hour before the implant. And this is how the implant went. Okay, so as you can see, my skin is pinched up a little bit. So it's easier to get the chip under the skin. The syringe is injected. And of course, this is a medical professional who performs the procedure. Normally there is no bleeding involved. You will see here at the end that there's a little bleeding happening here, but it's taken care of, and everything went very well.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What has happened to us? What have we come to? You know, it all started with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Trek.
Definitely.
That, you know, everybody wants to do stuff to their body and do these different things. Captain Kirk. You know what I'm saying? And here we are right now, and this is really happening. This is not a dream. This man is putting his ability to do business in his hand. And when we get back from the – and think about this. He went up to the clerk to pay for things. And he paid for it successfully, but she couldn't figure out how he did it because nothing came out.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to rub his hand to find out, oh, your wallet's in your hand. You know, your chip's there. So here, this thing's been injected in their hands. You know, we're going to put this up so you can see this. We're not going to have a lot of time. But you go to Revelations chapter 11 through 16. And he talks about a beast economy that you can't, you have to be able to take some sort of identifier thing to be able to buy or to sell. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Everybody's going to be made to take this mark if they want to do business. So we have to be able to learn how to stand no matter what, you know, learn how to grow food, learn how to be independent from a system that says you have to sell God out. You got to be against God. You got to be against Israel. You have to take a stand. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And this is the day to stand. And God says, when you've done everything you can do to stand, stand therefore with your belt of truth, with your breastplate of righteousness, with the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, your feet sawed with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And he says, and just pray continually, knowing that he's going to rescue you. He's going to, when you stand like that, nothing can come against you. I'm telling you, these are very, very volatile days. But the greatest harvest you've ever seen is coming, I believe, to America and to the earth. I want to pray right now. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come together. We thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord God, we pray that you would give your people wisdom, because you said this requires wisdom at this day, not only to have the knowledge, but to know how to apply that knowledge. God, I just speak that, Lord, over the audience, Lord, and over us, Lord, and just pray that you would give us that wisdom. Lord, not only that, God, we just thank you for this harvest that's coming, and we pray, Lord God, that you would just prevent us from having to go to war, and that our daughters would not be drafted into war, nor would our sons, that you would protect Israel, keep America from turning against Israel in any way whatsoever, God, we pray. Lord God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.